Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about the Aurora's public school and possible issues in this year's ballot. Okay, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado, sir?
Yes.
Okay, now are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, sir, this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you about to vote? Very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat certain, okay. All right, sir, first of all, considering general conditions like the economy, the quality of life, do you feel things in Aurora area, you know, are heading in the, you know, more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I think right now it's heading in the right direction.
Right direction, okay. All right, sir, and what is your opinion of how people living in neighboring areas, you know, of Denver and Cherry Creek, view Auroras generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as they where they live, as having a better quality of life or having a lower quality of life?
Oh, well, that's kind of a tough question. I would say a better quality of life, yes.
Better. Okay. All right, sir. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Aurora Public School District where you live? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Not so good. Okay. All right, sir. And how familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods, you know, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including the size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat familiar, all right. And have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
I'm not sure. Blueprint?
APS stands for, you know, Aurora Public Schools. So it'd be Blueprint Aurora Public Schools.
I'm not sure if I like the term blueprint, so no, I have not heard.
That. Okay. Okay, and do you think that overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay, you know, are too much high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little, you know, low, given the quality of level of services provided?
Too high.
Too high. Much too high or somewhat high?
Let's say much. Yeah, I would say much too high, yes.
Much too high, all right. And have you heard about or read about, that, you know, experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes, I've experienced it.
Okay, well, nobody likes paying, you know, higher taxes. Colorado recently sent out notices, you know, notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Would you say can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? The second one says can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our, you know, budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending. And the third one says, cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly or does not apply, you know, renter.
I will take the fourth.
The first one, can afford but absorb increases without any problems?
No. Pardon me?
Okay, the second one says, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending. The third one, cannot afford this increase. It hurts our household finances badly.
We'll take the third one.
Third one. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. As you may know or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small impact.
A small impact. Okay. Alrighty, if the following ballot issues is up for, you know, a vote on the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on it? Okay, a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public School with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all students with high quality education facilities. Repurposing a school to provide new and new world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I would probably vote no.
Okay, vote no. Okay. All right, sir. Also, you know, also Aurora Public School may ask voters to approve a 30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance, you know, needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, sir. In following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement those against this Aurora Public School bond, you know, and mill levy ballots might make? Okay. The statement says, since property taxes are so high already and going on, you know, continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big, you know, district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from a neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I think I agree.
You agree. Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. We almost pretty much done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Okay. Please rate each very strong, somewhat strong, a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues. Here's the first one. Okay. The best way to go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what APS stands for.
APS means, yes, sir. Aurora Public School. Okay, the best way to build a stronger, safer future for Aurora's community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Do you think that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues?
It's a little bit more unusual than it was. I'm not sure about the all the implications of that, of all of that. No.
So very strong or somewhat strong or weak reason for you, in your opinion?
I don't know. What are you asking?
Well, this is, you know, here's some statements that supporters of the, you know, APS bond and mill levy ballot issues will make, you know, might make. This is just to rate each, you know, very strong, somewhat strong or weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues. So this is just what you think, you know, about, you know, the supporters, what supporters might say. Do you think that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote yes on this 24 ballot issues?
I can't say.
Okay. All right, sir. The other one says, this large bond and teachers pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Do you think that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote yes?
I can't answer that.
Okay, the other one says providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students, you know, engaged and excited about learning. You think that's a very strong reason, somewhat weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay. The bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to spend preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout, you know, their K through 12 education. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason to vote yes?
Weak reason.
Okay. All right, sir. Many APS buildings are, you know, 30 to 40 or 50 years old, you know, have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like, you know, any home or property this old. The buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed. So these schools last, you know, students have good learning environments. Would you think that's a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
All right, so providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with, you know, today's pressure and be safe, more productive learners. Very strong, somewhat, or weak?
Weak.
Okay. All right, sir. The bond will fund a skill training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that include a specialized technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeship, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason to vote yes?
We'll say strong.
Okay, very strong. All right, sir, this investment in Aurora Public School will keep the community's public school strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
Yes, strong. Let's go with that.
Strong. Okay, doing school renovations and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district's carbon emission footprint. A very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these issues?
Somewhat.
Okay, the large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason?
I would say strong.
Okay, somewhat strong or very strong?
Somewhat.
Okay, continually security upgrades, including, you know, update cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and looking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you say that's very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one says, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reasons?
I'll say strong.
Very strong. All right, sir. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? Okay, the first one is a $1 billion bond to build a state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to improve, to provide innovative workforce training and no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or no on this proposition?
I would vote yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And the other one is a $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitive compensate teachers and staff, and no additional property tax increase.
You said that was the last question. You said that a long time ago. How many questions do you have?
Yeah, we almost done. So this is like just asking you again if you vote yes or no on this proposition. The last one are just a few questions for personal questions at the last.
Somewhat. Is that an answer?
Would it be vote yes or vote no?
Our case with Jack Smith, and of course, what is going to happen with the
fund?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll go next one. Okay, so in the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? Let me see, Mel, and then what is your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Do I want to rate it?
No, do you rent your current place of residence? Or own it?
I own it.
Okay. All right, sir, and in what county do you live in? Would that be Adams County or Arapahoe County?
Arapahoe,
okay. All right, sir, and do you have any children currently, in the Aurora Public School District?
No.
No children. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening and good night.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.